It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
It's a great pleasure sometimes for those of us growing older to recall past events in our lives. It's kind of funny how things grow more precious as the years go zooming by. Memories seem to be so much richer the older they get. I was thinking about some old times the other day. I remembered quite clearly one occasion. It was about a high school football game. It was a very important football game for our team, for we'd gone through nearly the entire season and we were undefeated and untied, and it looked like we were en route to a perfect season. We had a big game coming up, and the game could decide the conference championship. And if we could win this one, it was all ours. There was much excitement about that game. We played on the visitors' field, but nearly everyone from our hometown had followed us over, and the stands were packed with fans pulling for us. We felt certain we could defeat our opponent because we had beaten a team by 26 points, which had previously beaten this team by 13 points. But after the game got underway, nothing seemed to go right for us. We could move the ball down to the opponent's 5-yard line, but we never got any farther than that. I guess we spent about 50% of the first half inside our opponent's 5-yard line. But for some reason, we could never get the ball into the end zone. Late in the first half, one of our opponents intercepted a pass and ran it nearly the entire length of the field for a touchdown. The extra point was good, and at the half, we went into the dressing room with a 7-0 deficit. Ours was a rather dejected group, for we had not been behind a game all season. Most of the fellows were already conceding defeat. I can remember that only one other player and myself were still positive. We thought we could win. Well, in the second half, we played a little better. We managed to score a touchdown. And when it came time to call a play for that crucial extra point, which would mean a tie, the play was a pitch-out option on which the quarterback could either elect to run with the ball or pitch it out to myself. I was playing the halfback. And at the last moment he pitched it out, I grabbed the ball, and I don't believe a bulldozer could have stopped me. It was 7-7 with time left to score again. You know, I played extremely hard in those last few minutes, and nearly once I broke away. We were so close to scoring. But I didn't have the speed or coordination or talent, and my try was short. I can remember walking off the field when the game was over. I was awful despondent. A tie in my book was as bad as a loss. But as I walked off the field, my father was waiting for me. You know, he'd never done that before. And I can remember the expression on his face. He was proud of me, of the game I had played, despite the tie. I'd done my best, and he was proud. You know, over the years, I've come to realize that my Heavenly Father is like that also. He's proud of us when we've done our best, even if it wasn't good enough. And every time I lose or tie now, after doing my best, I remember that. And somehow, it gives me the strength to try again.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.